Hello and welcome back to That Girl's Going Places. If you are brand new here, my name is Marin and I'm so excited you're listening today. Today it is just me, no guests, just a little solo episode for your weekend. And we are going to be talking about helping someone out once they've told you that they're struggling with body image or an eating disorder or just problems with their eating habits. A friend suggested this topic to me the other day. She texted me and she said, "Hey, one of my friends just told me that she's going through an eating disorder and I don't know the best ways that I can be there for her." So, as someone who's struggled with all of the above issues in the past, and as someone who just knows a lot of people in my own inner circle who goes through similar things, I thought I would make a little episode for all of you out there who are just trying to be the best allies to those who are struggling and be there for your friends, your family, your loved ones who are having some problems with eating, body image, any of those kinds of issues. So before we begin, I just want to disclose that I'm not a therapist or a psychologist, a dietitian, anything professional of that nature. These are just kind of my own ideas, and I know that there were people in my life who did all these things when I was really in the depth of my struggles, and it really helped me out. So I'm mostly just speaking from experience and my own advice, so just take that all with a grain of salt. If you enjoy this episode, let me know on Instagram. You guys voted for this topic as well on my Instagram at That Girl's Going Places podcast. If you ever want to be involved in future episodes or help me pick out some topics, you can go follow me on there. All right, so let's get into it. I have my little notes up on my computer, just so that I know what I want to say. So starting off, I think one of the most important things, right when someone tells you that, you know, they're struggling with anorexia or they have body dysmorphia and they're really struggling with how they see themselves, I think it is so important to assure them without a question of a doubt right away that you feel no stigma around those topics, especially towards them. I know for me, there have been moments where I've been in social settings and people have known what I've gone through. Obviously, I like publicize it on my Instagram, so that's halfly on me or partly on me. But I have definitely felt the stigma of eating disorders, mental health issues, body image issues in the past. And I think that that can just add insult to injury when you're struggling with something like this and you're opening up to someone and you're telling them, "Hey, this is what I'm going through." I think there's always that fear that, you know, you have something to be embarrassed of or ashamed of, or that whatever you're going through is kind of stigmatized in society. So I know from my perspective, whenever I came to someone and really opened up about what I was going through during the time of my own problems, I think having them assure me that there was nothing to be embarrassed of and there was no stigma that they saw around these kinds of issues was really helpful for me. I think going along with that, make sure that if someone is coming to you, you provide a very secure and confidential space, because eating disorders and mental health issues, body image issues, they do still have a stigma, unfortunately, even if you assure whoever you're talking to that you don't see that stigma. It does still exist, and it can be a very difficult issue to bring up. So making sure that you're providing that like confidential space and saying, "Hey, like, let's talk alone this time in person, away from whatever group we're in, or not over text. Like, I'm there for you in this secure, safe space." And you don't have to feel ashamed or embarrassed to disclose what you're going through to me. I think that's really important. I have discussed on the podcast before, I'm pretty sure in my health journey episode, I think it was my second episode, I basically gave the story of how I realized that I had a problem with eating. And I remember distinctly the night that I told my mom, I said, "Mom, like, can I talk to you?" And I immediately started breaking out into tears, and I was telling her, like, "I think I have an eating disorder or a big problem with how I view food. And to be completely honest, it was embarrassing for me to bring that up. And that is mostly because of the stigma that's surrounding this kind of issue. So I think, obviously, my mom made it a very safe space for me, but if someone is coming to you, just assure them that there's no stigma and that they don't have to feel embarrassed and create that secure, confidential, safe space for them. Next order of business. This one seems obvious to some, but also not as obvious to others because of that stigma. And that is to never say to someone with an eating disorder, just eat, or just stop what you're doing. Stop, you know, whatever bad habit is associated with their eating disorder. Never just say, oh, it should be easy to just eat, like just eat your food or stop doing what you're doing. That is just the most counterproductive thing to someone who truly does have a problem in their brain and their mindset is not letting them have that healthy relationship with food. And it's not as easy or as simplified as putting the food in your mouth. I think for a lot of us who don't experience eating disorder issues, disordered eating, body image issues, food is just food. And that's amazing that so many people have that healthy relationship with food and you see it as fuel. But there are so many people, including myself and others who are probably listening, that just don't have that same perspective on food. And they've had to really work to create that relationship where you can just put food in your mouth, see it as fuel, and that's the end of it. So it's not ever as easy as just saying, well, just eat your food. Like, it's so easy. It's just food. You know, you've been eating since you were little. It's a human need, whatever. It's just never that easy. And that can often make the person that you're talking to feel just kind of isolated and like they're doing something wrong, which is another thing to just assure them that this is not their fault. What they're going through is a real struggle. It's validated. It's not something that they're imagining. It's a real problem and that you're there for them. My next little piece of advice is to be mindful if this person has come to you and said, hey, like I'm really struggling with my body image. I don't see myself the way other people see me. I really don't know what size I am. I'm struggling with my relationship with exercise, trying to look a certain way. If someone comes to you about that, from that point forward, it's so important to be mindful of triggers that could be in the space around them. So if it's a friend who's come to you and you both have the same friend group, you guys go out a lot as a group, be mindful of those triggers in a group setting that you can back your friend up with, or be there for your friend if they come up, such as, you know, bringing up weight in the conversation can often be a trigger, and food, eating, like social events with eating, shopping even sometimes can be a problem for those with body image issues. And just overall, there are so many triggers that sometimes we don't see as problematic, but someone with these types of struggles might really be affected by them. And if that person has trusted you with being vulnerable and telling you about their issues, then it's definitely on you and super helpful if you kind of steer the conversation away from those topics or try to remove your friend from that situation that could be potentially triggering for them. On the same line, in family circumstances, if it's a family member, just trying to steer the conversation away from weight or looks or food, diet culture, all these different things that come up, honestly, a lot in conversation, you can be a really amazing ally if you're the one that whoever you're caring about can count on to steer the conversation away. Another thing, I think what is so often misunderstood about eating disorders, body image, etc., it's never about the food and it's never about the way your body looks. Honestly, that's the last part of the problem, the last piece of the puzzle. The first part of those issues and the roots of those issues are always mental health. Whether it's something like feeling a loss of control and you're trying to use control over your food to regain that aspect of your life, or if someone is depressed or anxious and that translates into how they're viewing themselves, if they're coping with stress and that filters out into their eating habits, there are so many more root causes than just food and body image and not liking the way you look that are correlated to eating disorders and body image issues. So I think as someone who's trying to be there for your loved one or your friend or your family member who's struggling with this, it's so important to try to understand what that root is and what other parts of that person's life may be lacking so that you can support them in those ways as well. And hopefully, you know, with that support, that can translate into their eating issues or body image issues. And it's really all connected. And once you are there for those mental health problems, usually everything else starts to kind of fall into place. Another thing that I noticed was really helpful for me was just when people would compliment me on things that had nothing to do with my looks. People didn't even know that I was struggling when they did this, but some compliments can have a lot more weight and value for those who are struggling with things like body image and eating disorders when they're just completely separated from looks and aesthetics and appearance, etc. Examples like, your presence, I love being around your presence, or you always put a smile on my face when I see you. Compliments like those can go so far and make the world of a difference for someone if they hear someone externally validating them for just being who they are and not for saying, oh my gosh, you look so good today, you lost so much weight. You know, that's the kind of compliment that can be really harmful and can push someone deeper into their issues versus focusing on their worth and their presence and just their value to you as a friend can be really helpful in starting to flip the narrative on how they view their own self-worth and how they can correlate it to things other than appearance and aesthetics. The last part that I would say is to just be constantly checking in on these people that have come to you. It can be helpful to have someone almost to keep them accountable. I know that when I told people in my life about my issues, it almost was like, you know, someone knows about what I'm going through now, so it's worth recovering because people are keeping me accountable. People know about this. They're counting on me to get better. They want that for me. They want me to work hard to recover from these issues. And other than that, that accountability factor, it's also just really nice to hear someone check in with you and be actively caring about you and your life often. That goes for any friendship and relationship. And, you know, whether or not someone's struggling, it's just always a good idea to check in with those people that are struggling and that don't look like they're struggling. You never know what someone's going through. And so even if someone hasn't come to you with issues, but you suspect that maybe they're having a hard time with their food or the way they look, just do those little check-ins, even over text every day or once a week. It doesn't have to be anything major. Just say, hey, how are you doing today? I'm here for you if you need anything. And maybe pop in one of those extra compliments just to affirm them. Say, I'm really excited I get to see you next week, or if you have plans, I'm really excited to see you tonight, or talking with you last week really put a smile on my face, and I love that we're friends. Something like that that just affirms to them that someone's caring about them and someone's paying attention to their presence and their worth aside from looks or appearance can be really, really helpful in the recovery process for someone going through these types of issues. I honestly feel so grateful and lucky that I get to make this episode. I know it wasn't super long, but I think these are just really great quick tips that even if you don't know someone who's going through these kinds of issues are good to keep in mind, because to be honest, way more people are struggling with this than you know. You might have someone close and dear to you that is going through these kinds of issues right now and you may not even know it. So it's always good to have these tips and resources to help them out at the back of your mind. And I'm honestly just so thankful that so many of you wanted this episode. When I got that text, I threw it up on an Instagram story poll, again, like I was mentioning, and so many of you wanted to hear this episode, which is really, really amazing and shows that we're moving in the right direction of destigmatizing this topic and just being there for one another. And I'm so amazed that so many people want to be there for people that they care about with these kinds of issues. So thank you, and you're doing amazing. Even if you're just trying to do the work to be there for someone, that is half the battle, and you showing up for them and doing your best is commendable. So you're amazing, and it's a really great thing to want to help those people out. With that, I will conclude today's episode. If you have any requests for other topic ideas, I'm in a bit of a lull right now for guests. If you have any guest suggestions, solo topic suggestions, anything at all, you can always shoot me a DM at That Girl Is Going Places Podcast or my main Instagram. I know most of you follow me on there instead, at Marin for the Gym. Otherwise, I will see you in the next episode. And if you enjoyed this, please take a minute and rate it 5 stars on Apple Podcasts or leave a review wherever you're listening. Just helps me out as a smaller creator trying to get my podcast out there to more people. Thank you again so much for listening, and I hope that you have an amazing day.